We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is a legendary Eddie C amongst us?
The legendary
the man,
Eddie C.
The myth, the legend.
And his report is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need. Eddie, how you feeling on this fine morning?
It's 58, I heard.
Riveting weather day in the metropolitan area.
I am lamenting my Bruins loss last night, but other than that,
you're preaching to the wrong
okay.
group here. You were lamenting losses in the finals. You know, you're talking to the wrong guys here.
Cry me a river.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
By the way, when do you think the Knicks will sign Durant? You think they're like they'll try to give him more money? You know what I mean? Now that he can't play for a year, maybe never be the same guy. What do you think?
I think they're going to wait. They're not going to wait for the drugs to wear off. They just go and put the papers right in front of them right now.
Unbelievable. That would be so Knick-like, Ed. It's unbelievable.
I think Eddie,
Red Auerbach's laughing somewhere right now.
He is. I think that my basketball team is going to take someone from your basketball team, so give me a warning. Should I be happy that Kyrie's coming to Brooklyn, or should I be dreading this moment?
You got a handful, I'll tell you that. He is mercurial, I'll say that. I don't know. I don't know how to judge that one, to be honest with you. So he's a hell of a player, I will say that. But there have been ups and downs with him, to say the least. So.
Yeah, to me, it's what wins out, the culture in Brooklyn or Kyrie Irving disrupting it? Maybe. I hope he buys in. If not, he can ruin everything. But we'll see.
All right. So what exactly – here we sit with our Mets right now, 33-34. What exactly are the Mets right? Who are they right now? Tell me who they are, Ed.
Try to figure them out, huh?
Give me your feel right now.
Yeah, is it the Mets of the first game or the second game in the double dip the other day at Yankee Stadium? I don't know. You know, I still think this team can be better than what they have been. Let's put it that way. Whether they will be, I don't know. I don't know whether it's going to come together. I think it's a daily, you know, kind of a daily soap opera that unfolds. You watch and see what you get. This stretch, obviously, the All-Star break is going to be huge for them. 23 games and 13 of the 23 with Philly and Atlanta, both home and away. So that's crucial. But I if you want me to put a finger on what this team is, I can't at this point, guys. You just go day by day and you see if they can get on a roll, and they haven't been able to get on that roll, that's for sure.
It feels very mediocre. It feels like their record is very indicative of what they are.
The 33-34 is pretty much 500. So that's, it's a little up, little down. And, you think there are times or games that you think they're going to take off, and you look, the rotation ahead and, matchups and all that kind of thing. And it just doesn't work. It hasn't gone. So
you
hasn't
know
clicked.
What? You know what excites me, though? What excites me is that as long as the manager and the general manager are competent enough to put the correct lineup card together, we get to watch Jeff McNeil every day. And Jeff McNeil is a .333 career hitter now through 116 games. I love looking at that because now the sample size is growing more and more. And Pete Alonso continues to hit that monster home run every couple of days, usually in a big spot. So I'm not confident that this team is going to go on some kind of magical run because of the bullpen issues, the inconsistency from the rotation. But the one thing that does make me sleep well at night is there are some real good young position players we're getting to watch day in and day out.
Listen, McNeil is you need, I think every lineup needs a guy that can put the ball in play and make contact like he does. And he manages to find grass an awful lot. He's going to get his hits. You know that. There'll be a few 0 for 4s in there, but I don't think too many. You know, he's a guy that's going to make things happen in the lineup. And Alonso, I think you knew right away, was a better hitter than – he wasn't just a slugger. Let's put it that way. He was, he was more of a complete ball player. And what you've seen so far, you have to love. That was fun to watch in the second game. You know, they got they got crushed in the first game, and they needed to come back, make a statement in the second game. He made it right away and set the tone for the game. So that was great. But we've seen him do that time and time again.
You know, I look at this team, I sum it up this way, Ed. The offense has been better than I thought it would be. I think their offense is good enough. I know they have their days when they don't hit, and generally when DeGrom's pitching. But nevertheless, you know, the offense has been good enough. The starting pitching has not been as good as it should be. The only guy pitching a better than what we thought it would be, amazingly, is Vargas. And the bullpen has been a debacle. And that is basically what the Mets are. And the bullpen has cost them at least five games this year, for the minimum, probably more.
Yeah, you know, they have to get the bullpen straightened out. It seems, at least recently, like it's starting to get there. You know, Familia, Gesellman, Lugo is a huge piece of that bullpen, and he has not been healthy the entire year. I think that you can see what he can do, obviously, the last two or three times out in particular. You know, if he gets rolling and they can use him in the right spots, you know, he can be a dangerous weapon for you. So hopefully that continues. And, you know, Familia continues improvement in Gesellman as well, too. But they, you know, they've got to use other pieces out there as well. And that's been part of the problem as well. You can't just rely on four guys, Diaz included in there, too. You can't just rely on those four guys. You've got to have a broader bullpen than that. And the other guys have to do it when you need them to do it.
The other thing is, and Joe has mentioned this, and it's true. I think back to the way Ozzie Guillen in 05 with the White Sox, he pushed all the starting pitchers throughout that postseason. Yep. He had a ton of complete games.
Yep.
I get that that's not the world we live in. But I would push every one of these guys just a little bit longer than normal. And I think there's good reason to push all of them. I mean, Jake's in the prime of his career. Noah's in the prime of his career. Zach Wheeler ain't going to be a Met next year. We all know that. Same with Jason Vargas. And same with Steven Matz, who's actually healthy for now. I see no reason, Eddie, why you don't push these guys.
I think they have. I think Mickey's done and Dave Island have done a better job of doing that. I, you know, they wanted them to kind of get in the groove, and I think you know, for the most part, you know, you look. I think it's hard. Syndergaard threw what 116, and then was pulled at 103, which he shouldn't have been. We all know that at that point. I know that was a mistake. And but the point is that, you know, you can do 116, 115, a couple of games back to back. Then you've got to pull back, I think, a little bit the next time. I don't think you can constantly go out there and give them 120 each time. I think that's probably going to wear them down. But I think for the most part, I think you're right. I think, you know, 100 pitches, 110 thereabouts each time out. I think they're all good for that at this point in time, and I think they'll probably push them to that.
Of course, talking to the great Eddie Coleman. All right, now, Evan and I, we talked about this yesterday. I would do this regardless of the Mets are in contention or not. Mm-hmm. I would trade Wheeler at the deadline. He's not coming back. You got Anthony Kay down in the minor leagues. I would bring him up, trade Wheeler, get some assets for him, and move on. I don't care if they're 20 games over 500 or 20 games under 500. That's the move I would do, Eddie.
A hard line, huh? I don't think they'll do that. You know, I think they feel they can go for it, but they have got to prove that by the deadline, and that's why this stretch is, you know, is crucial for them. They either will or they won't, or they'll be in a good spot when they reach the All-Star break. You know, coming out of the break, they have a tough trip. They go to Miami, Minnesota, San Francisco. It's, you know, maybe the team's, well, Minnesota's a pretty good team in the American League. I think we know that. But again, it's a tough trip over the course of, like, you know, 10 days or so. So that faces them coming out of the All-Star break. But I think they have to prove their mettle right now, you know, going to the break and see where they are. But I don't think they will, Joe. I think they'll probably feel or be in a position where they feel they're going to be in it, and I don't think they're going to deal them. So.
Oh, boy. Because that is the worst case scenario, because they're going to lose him.
They're
going to
lose him anyway. And I don't think it matters. I mean, it's not like he's pitching like, oh, my God. I mean, you know, let's be honest about it. I mean, the guy's ERA is almost 5. I mean, he's nowhere near the guy he was the second half of the year last year. They're not going to pay him. You got Anthony Kay coming up anyway. You could put him into the rotation. Vargas has pitched good enough that you can get away with Wheeler not being there. I really think it.
I think that Wheeler has probably pitched better than, you know, his ERA. That's me watching him every day.
He looked good the other day.
You know what, though, Joe? You're right about the other day. He sucked. I'm not going to defend that, but I agree with
that. Well, actually,
point.
You know,
I
thought at times, honestly, he had pretty good size. I think he's had problems working out of the stretch. I think that's been a problem for him, and he's, you know, the Urshela home run I thought was a good pitch, and that was a good job of hitting. The voice Voit home run, and that came after the error. He should have been out of the inning, but the Voit home run, it was a terrible pitch. It was a hanging slider, and boom, gone. But I actually think in toto, he's pitched better than what his numbers would indicate. I don't know if he's – I think he feels he's right there and ready to go on a tear, but, you know, he's got to do that. I think he feels that way, you know, mentally, physically, but it hasn't been there. So, you know, the two have to come together, and it hasn't thus far.
What's the percentage that they re-sign this guy? 5%? Is it that high? That's my point.
I understand your point. I do understand your point, Joe. I'm just saying, you know, if they feel that they have a chance, you know, if disaster strikes here over these next 23 games or 3 weeks, you
but
know,
let,
to go
but
to
let
the
me ask you this, Eddie, and I know I understand you're not running a team. I wish you were, to be very honest with you. You probably spend money, but I don't think they'd lose too much if he's not on the team. That's my point. I don't. It's not like he's this great piece. I just don't see that with this guy.
I will say this, Joe, and most of the scouts that you talk to, you know, Wheeler has, you know, arguably the best stuff on the staff. He's better than DeGrom and Syndergaard and anybody else. I mean, he's got great stuff. It's just kind of putting it together. I think you'd miss him. That's for sure. I really do. I don't think it's like, you know, hey, you can jettison this piece and fill in Anthony Kay, and you're going to be all set. I don't. And listen, I think it's great what Anthony Kay is doing. I think he will be a good piece here when he gets to the major leagues, but he's still young. Don't forget that. He just got bumped to AAA, and we'll see how he does there. He's done fine thus far. I don't know if you can just insert that piece and
the
same.
It's not that they'd be the same, and it's not that I don't think Zach Wheeler could put it all together. We saw him dominate for a half a year last year.
Absolutely.
To me, it comes down to the fact that they're not going to re-sign him.
That's it.
I know that. You know that.
They're not
we all know
the guy.
That. And so I just have a tough time stomaching losing him for a draft pick. I have
understand.
A tough time with that.
I understand that. I do. I the scenario I see is that that they won't do that simply because they feel they'll be in it and they can't afford to lose a piece like that out of the rotation. That's all. Yeah. Mm. I just don't think it'll happen.
What are you hearing about Brandon Nimmo? He's got his big Garden Gnome Day on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah, I was worried about that. I don't know. I'm not sure he's going to be
Garden
here for
Gnome
that.
Day.
That's, you know, you'd like to be here on your Gnome Day. That's for sure. Was Yoenis Cespedes actually active on his Garden Gnome
Has
Day?
Has he ever been active?
I know. I can't remember. It's so long ago. I can't. And there were so few days he was active. I can't remember. But
Who comes back first, Yoenis or Durant?
Durant, unfortunately.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. My guess is Cano's eligible to come off Sunday.
Can't wait for that.
I know. I'm not sure you'd see him Sunday. You might see him for the road trip. Wilson is getting pretty close. And Nimmo, they're waiting for Nimmo's bat to kind of wake up. You know, I know you had a couple of walks the other night.
I'm waiting for a Jets Super Bowl win, too.
I know. but they're trying to get his bat alive.
So if they get Nimmo back and they get Cano back, here's how I line him up. And I mean, I got to play Robbie Cano. I disagree with you. I wouldn't bench him or anything.
Wow.
I got Alonzo at first.
You're not benching him. That's the problem. He's going to bat third, too. Even though he's batting 220,
that I wouldn't do.
He will be batting third without a doubt.
That I wouldn't do, but I got to play him because maybe he'll get hot.
Right.
He better get hot.
Yeah, well.
Cano at second, Ahmed at short, McNeil at third, and then a platoon of JD and Dom in left, Nimmo in center, Conforto in right. What am I missing here?
What are you going to do with Jed Lowry?
Jed Lowry.
I just wanted to get a reaction.
Come on.
Listen, trust me. If Jed Lowry comes back. Well, he's getting paid, Joe, I'll tell you that.
Well, hey.
If Jed Lowry comes back by that point, trust me, one of those guys I mentioned will be injured. So it'll all take care of itself.
Yeah.
What was your outfield? Give it to me.
Dom and JD in left, the two non-outfielders. Yeah. Brandon Nimmo in center, Conforto in right.
I like that.
Legarris late for
day. I guess that's probably the way you'd go, yeah. But again, you know, Nimmo's bat has got to get going. That's the thing. They need him to get going. If it doesn't, then you'll... Well, you know, you're going to probably have the situation you have now. And I think you'll play Dom as much as you can as long as his bat stays alive. So, and he's done a pretty good job at that. So
Dom's been terrific. How about that? What's going on with Todd Frazier? What happened to him? Why all of a sudden is he like actually look like a solid major leader.
Yeah, no, he's.
Let's not forget that error that basically cost him a bunch of runs.
That hurt. Yeah, but you know, I think the overall defensively, I think he's been very solid there, and he's defensively at third. He's your best option right now. Again, McNeil has played second. He's played the outfield. McNeil has done a good job there. JD leaves.
They
played
McNeil
short,
tonight, and they're resting him again. I mean, you know, McNeil. They can't. God forbid. They, you know, they got to rest him. He's 26 years old. He's only batting 340. I mean,
he'll get a break every now and then.
Why?
And he has already.
Why in the world would you give Tony Gwynn a break? No, I'm serious. I mean, the guy's batting 340, Eddie.
I know that, Joe.
Why would he sit
listen,
against anybody? What is he 50?
He came back. You worry a little bit about what they don't want is, you know, the side issues that he's had.
I see.
And they don't want to lose him for a long period of time. And that's why if they give him a break or they give him a game, that's why they do it. So, you know, they want to keep him healthy. Let's put it that they need that bat in the lineup. Well, they know they need that bat in the lineup, and they want to keep him healthy.
What's great about him, I know he's better against righties, but he hits mm-hmm. lefties. I mean, he's hitting almost 300 against lefties, too.
Yeah.
He hits everybody.
He's a base hit machine, the guy.
Yes, he is. I would agree with that.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll take care of business against the Cardinals this weekend. They should get the game in tonight. I think there's a window, Eddie. There's a window.
There's always a window. There's always a window. Here's
my prediction.
They'll get the game in.
Here's my prediction. 2-1 loss. With DeGrom on a mound.
Why are you so negative now all of a sudden?
No, but I mean, it's a typical. DeGrom will go out there, pitch tremendous for seven innings, you know, and then, no, it was more than 2-1 because once the bullpen comes in, they'll give up six, you know?
Fair enough.
Oh, the pain,
Eddie,
Ed.
Always good talking
Eddie,
to you, man.
I hear you.
Sorry about your Bruins, Ed. We really
that's
feel,
okay.
You know, really I actually broken feel like, up. No, we're broken up, Ed.
I feel I Joe, I love you, but I know you don't really mean that. You don't want another championship.
I love you, though, Ed.
You know, I know you do, but you don't want another championship for Boston. I understand that. I will say this: if losing to the Blues was not hard, it really wasn't. They're a good team to root for.
They had fun. Yeah. They've never won one, and you.
They had never won, and they actually lost one right there. Well, not there, but at the Garden in Boston. So it was good that they won it there, and you know, they were a good team. They're a scrappy bunch, and they were a good team.
It was a great story.
Fun to root for. I would have rooted for them.
Right,
if not
we understand.
Bruins.
Yeah. We understand.
Totally. Thanks, Eddie. Yeah.
Eddie,
okay,
all the love, Ed. See you.
Eddie, see you on the Mets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.